From Tradio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Hi, I'm Father Roderick. Welcome back to another episode of The Daily Breakfast. And I'm kind of on a roll. I'm trying to get these out every weekday. And then, of course, this is not just The Daily Breakfast that I'm producing, but there's also The Walk, which is a weekly show, which you can download usually during the weekend, or that kind of depends, doesn't have a fixed day. But there is that's a long form show. So if you were subscribed to The Walk and you missed the show, make sure you go to tridio.com and subscribe to The Walk, because it's back. And then there is also one other weekly show that I record for my patrons, and it's called Ask Father Roderick. And it's literally that. My patrons can ask me any question and I respond. Go check that out if you're a patron over on your Patreon page, your own profile page. I want to talk today about Lent. We have had the first week of Lent. We're already a little bit more further into Lent. We've just had the second Sunday of Lent. But Lent in total, of course, is 40 days. Why 40? Because it reminds us of the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert. Also refers to the 40 years that the people of God walked with Moses to the promised land. And so the more Lent, I don't know what your experience is, but I always have trouble getting into the mood of Lent. I need some time to get into the groove. And so my Lent so far has not been a very big success. I wanted to do a lot. I wanted to really do a lot of heavy-duty fasting, and that went totally out of the window because I've worked. I've had so much work over the past few weeks. Plus, I have that energy deficiency, that vitamin D deficiency. So I figured, let's not go overboard with the fasting yet. Let's just take it easy, eat a balanced diet, and let's not try to live for 40 days on just water and bread. I'll do that another year. But instead, I'm looking for other simple ways to still mark this time of the year. And I got just such a great idea from a good friend of mine, Mountain Batorek, who is the Catholic traveler. He lives with his family in Rome, and he organizes pilgrimages. And if you are a longtime listener, you know that last year, with a group of listeners, we went to Rome and had a wonderful week, both in the city of Rome, in the Vatican, and in Assisi. And Mountain was our guide for that entire week. Well, Mountain posts on a daily with daily frequency on Facebook, also during Lent. And if you don't follow him, you should. There will be a link in the show notes. Because he usually records videos and he visits 40 churches during Lent, and he tells you a little bit about the background. And it's a great way to visit Rome without having to travel there. But Mountain also gave me an idea for Lent, which I thought was brilliant. He said, I'm going grayscale for Lent. I was like, what do you mean, grayscale? And I'm just looking at a photo on my phone. So I've got an iOS phone. And he explains how to set the phone from color to grayscale. It's actually very simple. I'm going to tell you how to do that. And there is a similar way to do this on your Android phone. I'm not sure about Windows phones, but I would say if you have a Windows phone, you probably have enough suffering in your life already for Lent. So I'll absolve you from that. But if you have an Android phone, just go Google that. How do I set my colors to grayscale? On an iPhone, it's very simple. You go to your settings. And then in the settings, I think you have to go to General, if I'm not mistaken. From General, you go to Accessibility, which is kind of in the middle of the screen. And then Accessibility has a number of actually a lot of things that are there for people that have, for instance, have bad eyesight or can't see certain colors. And there is an option that is called Display Accommodations. You click that. And then the second option in Display Accommodations is called Color Filters. And if you click on that, it shows you a whole row of normally very nicely colored crayons. You have to activate it to say, I want to use color filters. And then the first one is called grayscale. And if you tap that, magically, all the colors disappear from your iPhone and everything turns grayscale. So if I go, for instance, to my Facebook account, and I've got this thing right now on flight mode because, of course, I'm recording something, but I'll just take it off. I'll put it on the Wi-Fi so you can see what my social stream looks like in grayscale. So normally this is my addiction. You know, you've got your Facebook timeline, and I just love going through my timeline and reading all your stories. And it's for me, it's a great way to keep in touch with the people that I follow, with my family. I can actually see myself here right now streaming this. This is a weird effect. So that's the live stream. But as you can tell, everything is in black and white. And you know what this did to me? It calms you down. Normally, all those colors ask for your attention. And if, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of weird that when I see these little circles, these red circles with a number in it, be it indicating how many emails you have received without checking them or how many messages people have added to your Facebook Messenger or anything, I just feel this compulsion to go in and check. These colors are constantly jumping at you and it creates a lot of, I don't know, unrest. The moment I switched to grayscale, that disappeared. It got a lot more boring, but also it helped me focus on the stories. And so I'm doing much more reading right now instead of just looking at pictures. And some social media suffer a little bit more than others. Of course, Instagram is very much focused on color and nice-looking photos. And I follow a guy on Instagram. If you like Lego and you like photography, this is going to be my tip. I think it's someone from Russia, and he builds these amazing little Lego scenes, and they look – and then he's a professional photographer, so he lights these scenes, and it's the most gorgeous thing ever. It actually looks better than the Lego movie, and that's saying a lot because the Lego movie, of course, has a massive budget. But what I really love about the way he lights his photos is that his Lego scenes have beautiful colors. Of course, Lego itself uses a lot of kind of very bright colors, a lot of red and green and blue, and it's a bit harsh. And even the Lego movies that have come out, kind of it's like the colors are all over the place. I'm trying to find an example, and of course, I can't find – he hasn't posted anything in for the last few days. So I'm just scrolling up and up and up and up, and I can find it. Oh, this is – here. I wanted to show you this anyway. This is a monk, and he's doing like a dunk. I think that's how you call it. So it's a Benedictine monk, and he does this baseball, like, massive thing. Unbelievable. Right underneath is – a photo of Brick Explorer. So go follow Brick Explorer on Instagram. And you see this scene. This is what he created. And it looks like Paris in the rain. And you see this French dude on a Lego bike with a – but if you would watch this in color, you would stare at this for 5 minutes. But now it's in black and white. And it's just – yeah, it's cool. But I can't wait for Easter so I can see this in color again. And I think the moment I switch back to color, it's going to blow me away, literally. So it's a very simple way to have a little bit of a daily reminder that you're in the time of Lent. That would be my tip for today. That's how I did it. Let me know what you do for Lent. And if you are going grayscale as well, let me know. I'd love to hear from you in the comments. You can subscribe to this podcast by hitting the subscribe button. If you're watching this on YouTube, there's also a subscribe button. That way you always get the new episodes. And of course, you can go over to tridio.com for more information and for previous episodes. Thanks to my patrons over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. And if you want to help out as well, join them, I would say, and you get access to my private podcast, my exclusive podcast for my patrons. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I'll be back soon. See you tomorrow. God bless.